Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. It's the 8th of February, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1759, and we travel to Pennsylvania, where one of the first anti-slavery abolitionists died today, the Quaker Benjamin Lay. Born in 1682, near Colchester in the south of England, he was an unprepossessing man, a barely only 4 feet tall. He had a scoliosis, a curvature of the spine in two dimensions, what was then known as a hunchback, and referred to himself as Little Benjamin. His chest stuck out and his arms were as long as his legs. There was nothing little, however, about his courage and his heart. And it may be that because it was so easy to underestimate him, that he was to achieve so much in his life. And someone who was so easily overlooked himself was driven by his radical Quaker sense of justice and a certain restlessness. At the age of 36, he had moved to Barbados as a merchant. And that brought him face to face with the ugliness of the slave trade. And soon his abolitionist principles, underpinned by his faith, made him hugely unpopular with those fellow residents who broadly profited from slavery and human trafficking. He was eventually to settle in the British colony of Pennsylvania, started by William Penn as a colony for Quakers. Lay was shocked to find a slave market in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. This was rank hypocrisy for him. Thus, at an important Quaker meeting, he made a scene by thrusting a sword through a pre-prepared Bible, hollowed out, filled with red juice. Bringing attention in this theatrical way to the hypocrisy of fellow Quakers owning slaves, he created many enemies. But just before he died 20 years later, he was told that a new assembly of friends in Pennsylvania had voted to discipline anyone who owned slaves. The Quakers had a radical belief and understanding of the action of the Holy Spirit. In their meetings, for a long time that were not structured, they waited until they could feel the light. The central belief that they have the ability experientially to access the light would make it almost impossible for them to conform to any ecclesial structure, and they were pushed to the margins where they seemed to thrive. The first Quakers lived in mid-17th century England, breaking away from the established Church of England. Strikingly, some early Quaker ministers were women, and they focused their private lives on developing behaviour and speech that reflected the emotional purity and the light of God of their beliefs, and it led to a strong tradition of social justice. Like the Mormons, their clean lives led some of them to found successful and innovative businesses such as Barclays Bank, Lloyd's and Friends Provident, and famously the big three British confectionery makers of Cadbury, Rowntree and Fry. In 1947, the Quakers were awarded a Nobel Peace Prize as a recognition of how they had positively shaped society. Nowadays, they are formally known as the Religious Society of Friends, and they have a variety of beliefs. Even recently, some non-theist Quakers, whose spiritual practice is not reliant on the existence of God. In a recent calculation, there were nearly 400,000 adult Quakers around the world, almost half of them in Africa. And most now belong to evangelical or programmed branches, and they worship in services that begin with singing and have a prepared message from the Bible, which is coordinated by a pastor. However, still a large minority practices waiting worship, or unprogrammed worship, where the order of service is not planned in advance, is predominantly silent, and many include unprepared vocal ministry from those present. Historically, this had led to the type of theatrical interventions that William Lay had practiced. Notably, some people would stand, claim to have had a word from God or the light, and shake as though they were possessed by the Holy Spirit before delivering their message. This is why they became known as the Quakers. However, some meetings of both types, the unprepared and the programmed, have recorded ministers present, and these are friends recognized for their gift of vocal ministry. Benjamin Lay moved from Barbados to Pennsylvania, and he settled in what is now the Olney neighborhood, which may have a certain resonance, as Amazing Grace, the great anti-slavery hymn, was written by a curate in Olney, England. You can see that in the pod of January the 1st. Lay then moved to Abington, where he was one of the earliest and the most zealous opponents of slavery. At a time when Quakers were not yet organized in opposition to slavery, and his radical views were anything if not consistent. As he was a strict vegetarian, he did not believe that humans were superior to non-human animals, and he created his own clothes to boycott the slave labour industry. An early proponent of ethical consumerism, he would not wear anything or eat anything made from the loss of animal life or provided by any degree by slaves. After his wife died, racked in terrible grief, he lived in a cave in a self-sustaining way, mimicking the hermits of the early church, but with one advantage over them: he was able to publish his radical views in over 200 pamphlets, and they were impassioned polemics against various social institutions at the time, particularly slavery, capital punishment, the prison system, and his own moneyed Quaker elite in Pennsylvania. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. If you'd like to know more about anything in today's podcast, email the show on pogppod@gmail.com, pogppod@gmail.com, or visit our website at pogp.net. Today's accompanying blog on the website includes a small reflection on how the Holy Spirit thrives on the edges. My gratitude to Jeremiah Jones for today's music, and have a lovely day wherever you are. Thanks for listening.